with Tisha B'Av Thursday as a very sad and traumatic day in Jewish history. Both temples were destroyed, and you had the, throughout history, lots of things have happened on Tisha B'Av, on the 9th of Av. I believe the expulsion of the Jews from Spain or Portugal. You had the beginning of World War I, which led into World War II, began on Tisha B'Av. And these traumatic events for not just Jews, but the entire world, can lead one to become very depressed. And so we have to remember a couple of things. Number one, it says in the Mishnah that when Mashiach comes, when Messiah comes, the two greatest holidays will be the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. So why the 15th of Av? And there's all sorts of things that are brought that happen on the 15th of Av that are very happy days. But it's, you know, the full moon. It says that there's a full moon on the 15th of Av. And so this represents revelation of godliness. But obvious question is, there's a 15th of the month every single month, right? Every time there's a full moon every single month, 12, sometimes 13 times a year if it's a leap year. So what are you talking about? However, because you had Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av, just before, so that descent into darkness and into despair leads, when you come to that 15th, that fullness of revelation afterwards, it's a much greater revelation. It's because it's so coming after that descent. So we say it's a yerida l'tzorich aliyah. It's a descent for the sake of the ascent. So therefore, even the descent is part of the going up. And so we have to remember that even though things might be dark and things might be difficult, it's all for the sake that it's going to become stronger and better and more godliness, more revelation. And this is emphasized in the Haftorah, where we say in the beginning of the Haftorah, Nachmu, Nachmu, it means be comforted, be comforted. And it says it twice, because it's not just a comfort for the sadness, but it's a double comfort, a double revelation of godliness. So we should take that to heart, to recognize even when things are bad, not only is God there with us, comforting us, but in a double measure than he would be otherwise. Shabbat Shalom.